I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
While you announced a program, some of the measures that of India's fiscal stimulus were long-term in nature and didn't really involve cash in hand for the middle class.
Medium and long term cannot be linked with anything. They have to be done irrespective of the fact that today we are in a pandemic situation or not. Those are medium and long term steps will have to be taken, because if you give this excuse now, you are in a pandemic situation, so necessary structural reforms need not be undertaken, even that will not be right. And the will of the Prime Minister has always been that reforms should be a continuous process. I shouldn't halt it. In fact, the pandemic coming as a challenge should also be converted into an opportunity, and therefore we will go ahead with reforms is one thing. To link that with you've done that, but you've not done anything for the middle class is also not right. So first of all, segregate the two. But even otherwise, I want to ask this question saying, if I've given incentives for people to, get interest subvention, does that not reach the middle class? If I've said that you can defer the payment in terms of GST or your income tax compliance and regulation related relaxations, which we've done now, are they not going to benefit the middle class? Interest on interest, wherein in the court I have gone to say, no, we shall pay up the interest on interest. It shall not be a burden on people, whether it is a credit card based money, whether it is anything that you bought, whether it is your regular EMI. These are benefits which are being given. Interest on interest is being paid by the government. Does that not reach the middle class? So I can go on like this. The EPFO money, of course, it's their own money, but we've completely relaxed that regulation and said, you may want to take that money now because you need money in your hand. That relaxation was done, and that's not for the middle class, is it? And again, now in the current one, I have said that even people who have been thrown out of jobs should be taken over, or taken back, or they should be enrolled. If they are enrolled, the government will pay their PF for both the employer and the employee's contribution for the next 2 years. Is that not going to help the middle class? So if you want to put all these things which are spread over and across into the basket of middle class, you honestly will get something. May not be adequate enough to say, oh, I've given as much as they've asked, maybe not, but I have included. And it's only scattered across the board over different headings. And therefore, to say that, no, you've not done it altogether, I want all this to be put into the middle class basket.
Why have you not pushed ahead with a more universal income transfer scheme? Because there's been one for farmers. Migrants haven't got an income transfer, but some sections, if you remember, the first relief package that you offered for people with Jandan accounts, for women, there was a cash transfer that was made. But you have not, actually I would go as far to say that there's been some hesitation in pushing ahead with that. Do you think you should have done that? Because a financial cushion through transfers will also boost demand, and one of the things that everyone wants at this time is more demand.
Yes, to have more demand is the need of the hour well taken. But like so many different ideas which come speaking about how government effectively can put money in the hands of people, particularly the poor, there are so many different formulations which come. And we've heard many of them. And during the pandemic, it was thought, because I think the rough figure, subject to correction, about 30 crore people received cash transfers during that time. And that has been of some help to them, maybe not sufficient, but some help. But the idea that you're saying as to why didn't you do it that way as a universal transfer of income is like the way many other suggestions have also come. I've not considered some of them. I didn't consider this. We'll have to see how best we can deal with this demand stimulus.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast. HT Smartcast.